sing, great may the clean heart of God and renew your right spirit within.
Yeah.
this evening that once again you have granted us the opportunity, Lord, to come and to call upon your name, Lord, even for a time to be closed away with yourself. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for opportunity, Lord, where we can come and call upon your holy name.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that when you come, Lord, we sense and feel your presence. And how good it is, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. It's the wonderful thing in the world to be in the presence of God,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
What a wonderful experience it is to feel the presence of Almighty God in our midst. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we draw strength from you. Lord, it's a time of suffering for us, Lord, when we can lean upon your breast.
Yes,
Lord, draw nourishment as it was from you, Lord, and strength, Lord. Lord, for the days that lay ahead, and Lord, for the journey, Lord. We pray, Lord, this evening, even us, we're in this service tonight, that you'll send down manna from heaven.
Yes,
feed your
Jesus.
Children in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Lord, even us, as was said of Elijah, Lord, that he went in the strength
Jesus.
Of that meat for 40 days. Lord God, we pray it'll not be 40 days from we hear from heaven again, but Lord, give us strength from the manna
yes,
we receive
Jesus.
To face the enemy and to conquer him and to triumph over him, Lord. To triumph over in our prayers, Lord.
Yes.
And to triumph over, Lord, on behalf of our loved ones
Jesus.
Who's not able to pray for themselves. And even on behalf of those that's in our fellowship, we pray, Lord, you'll give us strength to
yes,
triumph
Jesus.
Over all the lying vanities that the devil has set before us.
Yes,
but Lord, we pray
Jesus.
That you'll give us strength, Lord, to overcome the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we ask you, Lord Jesus, tonight, that indeed you'll bless each person in here tonight. We pray, Lord God, that the prayers that go up, that you'll hear from heaven and answer
yes,
prayer.
Jesus.
We pray, Lord, for this evening once again for Brother Billy.
Oh,
we pray, Lord God, you'll
yes,
touch him
dear Jesus.
And make him every whit whole in the lovely name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Fill his life full of faith on the loving kindness of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord,
yes,
this evening,
Jesus.
Lord, for Andrea, Lord, you'll take away the sickness from her. And we ask you, Lord
yes,
God, that you'll continue
Jesus.
To bless her,
yes,
help her to grow in her spiritual walk with you. And Lord,
yes,
reveal yourself
Jesus.
More and more unto her in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
and we ask
yes,
you, Lord,
Jesus.
For David West. We pray, Lord God, you'll save him.
Amen.
And Lord, even for Louise tonight, Lord, we
oh,
ask you in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ that the strongholds of the enemy will be broken in that
yes,
person's life.
Jesus.
We take the blood of Jesus Christ upon
yes, in the
we
name of
bind
Jesus.
Bind the strong man down, spoil his goods in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray,
yes,
Lord, for little
Jesus.
Seth. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll touch him, Lord, from an early age. And we
yes,
pray, Lord,
amen.
Up in a Christian home
yes,
with a Christian
Jesus.
Mother and father in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ. We pray you'll save them. We ask you, Lord God, also, Lord,
yes,
for Betty tonight, for Robert. We pray, Lord God, you'll keep bringing them, help them
yes,
to grow, Lord. We ask you'll save Robert.
Of Jesus.
Pray, Lord, you'll help Vicky, Lord, to grow and to keep coming. Pray, Lord, for
yes,
Lydia and for Colin also, Lord, we'll continue to bless them, Lord. We pray, Lord,
yes,
for Kimberly tonight
Jesus.
Also, Lord, and for Hannah,
Jesus,
for Daniel.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, for all the loved ones and our families that's outside of thy kingdom are backslidden, we pray, Lord, you'll restore in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. We pray,
yes,
we pray Lord God, that you'll give us a burden for souls. Lord,
oh,
knowing of the truth,
Jesus.
Lord, that salvation is of the utmost importance.
Amen.
You even said, what should it profit a man if
yes,
he gains the whole
Lord,
world and loses his own soul?
Jesus.
Lord, it's so true tonight, Lord, because
precious
that's
Jesus.
The final destination that counts. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that our loved ones will be gathered home in heaven in the name of
yes,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
We pray. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you'll help us to be faithful witnesses for you. We pray, Lord, you'll help us to be salty and that their salt not to come dead. But Lord, it'll be
yes,
quickening in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
Precious
we pray, Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
that you will bless this fellowship together. And Lord, we ask you tonight for the mothers at home.
Yes,
and Lord, for
Lord
people that
Jesus.
Perhaps couldn't be here.
Precious
we pray,
Jesus.
Lord, you'll bless them, Lord, and help them, Lord, to feed upon your word. And Lord, even help them to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. But I pray,
yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
You'll help us, Lord, to make even an extra effort, Lord, to come to fellowship for your word.
Yes,
declares
Jesus.
And says to us that we ought to have fellowship often one with another as we see the day approaching. And indeed, Lord,
yes,
the time is
Jesus.
Coming, the time is short, and the time is at hand for your soon coming return. Indeed, Lord, your word says that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And Lord, that was the same word that said, in the darkness, let there be light,
yes,
and there was light.
Jesus.
The Lord assured it, Lord, you are coming soon. And Lord Jesus, the Jeremiah said, the summer has ended, and we're not yet saved. Lord, there's still many among us, Lord, still needing a touch from you. And we just pray, Lord God, you'll grant us, Lord, the time to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Time that, not to save, but Lord, to witness for you. To win souls in the name of Jesus Christ. For your word says that he that winneth souls is wise.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to be focused on what we're doing in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ. Not let us be distracted, but Lord, let us not be well led by the enemy, Lord, trying to decoy us. But Lord, let our eyes be firmly set on thee, the author of our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, even if the storms go up around us, Lord, let us, Lord, take a lesson from Peter, Lord, when he observed the storms, and he observed the angry waves, and the howling of the wind, then he began to sink. But Lord, once he turned his eyes to you, you were there. And Lord, your hand was able to reach down.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, tonight, that your arm is not shortened, but you cannot see it. Lord, we know your arm's still the same. We know
yes,
you're still there,
Jesus.
Lord. Help us, Lord, just to look to thee. And Lord, we pray this evening, Lord, in this service, that you'll, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us tonight, Lord. We pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to be made manifest in us. We pray, Lord, for those that are seeking the Holy Ghost, you'll fill them, Lord. And we pray, Lord, God, that we'll have an expectation, Lord, that it'll never become something
Jesus.
That's afar off. It'll never become something that can't be attained. But, Lord, that it'll just be like a free gift that a father gives to the son.
Amen.
We just pray, Lord God, even that the children will experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost from a young age.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Keep them all the days of their life and make them witnesses for you in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
Lord,
especially through their high school years, that you'll keep them. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes,
we ask you, Lord,
Jesus,
that there will be a mighty outpouring of the Holy
Jesus,
Ghost in our midst, and that the operation
Jesus.
Of the gifts will be in full flow in our midst in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that there will be no man lacking anything,
Amen.
Or neither coming behind in any spiritual gift. But we pray, Lord God, that you'll help us, Lord, because we know that
yes,
the
Jesus.
Gifts are set in order for the church to help us to pull down the strongholds of the enemy.
Amen.
Chains, Lord, and to bring deliverance, Lord, to those
yes,
who held captive. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we will be a destroying army in Satan's
force,
destroying what he has set up and pulling down what he
yes,
set up in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus Christ.
Precious
destroying
Jesus.
The strongholds of Satan tonight, breaking the barriers down, breaking the fetters and breaking the chains in Jesus Christ's name.
Yes,
ask you, Lord, that you'll grant full deliverance, Lord, for anyone struggling with anything tonight. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
this evening,
Jesus,
that you'll give us faith even for
healings,
Lord, and miracles in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ, even as it was in the book of Acts when it
said, yes,
the
Holy Ghost power.
And when he took them by the right hand,
yes,
he leaping up,
Jesus,
stood and walked out and put them in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Lord, it says that his feet and ankle bones receive strength.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, we'll see the immediate action of the Holy Ghost and the immediate results in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
we pray.
Jesus.
Lord, let us not become, Lord, that these things are like fairy tales tell us, or stories, or something that's afar off, or something that happened once. But Lord, let us experience the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Walking up and down in our midst. Lord, that man from Galilee.
Yes, Holy Ghost.
Could reach forth tonight and touch the hem of thy garment. Of
yes,
the
Lord.
Oh, in the name of
Jesus,
Jesus
Christ.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God, that Sean, Lord, has got a good result tonight. And I pray, Lord God, you'll
yes, thank you, Jesus.
Pray, Lord, you'll strengthen her, Lord. And I pray, Lord,
yes,
that these
stones
will dissolve away completely.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Ask you, Lord God, that you'll increase each and every one of our faith tonight.
Yes,
because ask
Jesus.
Only the things that we want and need in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, it will not be afraid to ask. For Lord, your word says that we have not because we ask not. I pray, Lord, this evening now that you'll help us to come boldly into your presence. For your word says that we may enter boldly onto thy throne of grace because you have rent the veil of the temple from the top to the bottom. Oh, Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, as we sing and praise and worship and pray, and even as the preacher comes and opens up thy word tonight,
oh,
we pray, Lord, for a mighty
Jesus,
ocean from heaven to pour upon him.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, that you will just, Lord, like petrol on a fire, Lord, ignite the, Lord, the word tonight in Jesus Christ's
Amen.
Name. Lord, that it will be free flowing in the name of
yes,
Jesus Christ
Jesus.
With no blockages or no stopping
yes,
the word of us. But we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that there will be full flow tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord
Holy
God, that you'll send
God.
That fire from heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and burn up all the dross. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name we pray. Lord, all the
yes,
words against double. Take it out of the
Precious
room in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want you tonight. We need you tonight, Lord, and we invite you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, Lord, make
yes.
this service happen because without
yes,
you, Lord,
Jesus.
We can do nothing. But Lord,
Precious
without with
Jesus.
You, we can do all things. Lord, we ask you this evening, Lord, that you'll continue, Lord, to bless and add to this fellowship in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, bring in families
yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, save, Lord, even the ones in our own family.
Yes, Lord.
Bring in families outside of our families in the
yes,
name of
Jesus
Christ, we pray.
Precious
we just
Jesus.
Ask you, Lord God, that we could have the testimony what Paul wrote to Corinthians. We preach
yes,
Christ crucified.
Amen.
Lord, for thou art the wonderful Lamb of
Hallelujah.
God, laying before the foundation of the world. And also
oh,
of that,
thank
this
you
is
Jesus.
The everlasting
thank
gospel.
You Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord, it's
thank
everlasting,
you
even as you're everlasting,
oh,
Lord. We thank you for the good news tonight. And Lord, we've got a good message tonight. We've got a message that we need not be ashamed of, but Lord, we have a message that we can, Lord, loudly proclaim that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the truth of thy word tonight. And we ask you, Lord, this evening now, that as we come, Lord, round your word tonight, that you'll bless each head that's bowed in this place tonight. And we ask it in Jesus Christ's lovely name. And Lord, if there's anything that's not been said, that all have been prayed, we We pray, Lord, that you'll know it another day.
Yes, Jesus.
In the lovely name
Holy
of Jesus
Ghost.
Christ, we pray. Intercede for us, we pray,
Holy
Lord Jesus.
Spirit,
and thou art the mediator. Thou art our high priest.
Amen.
And we come before you now, Lord, and we say, Lord, we're a needy people. We need you, Lord, and we want you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We want you in the service tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. We'll just sing one chorus then, we'll hand over to Tommy then, maybe we'll sing a few more before we go later on. Can we sing that little chorus we sing on Sunday just a little longer? The trump of God shall sing. Let us stand on our feet while we sing it. Lord, come with the word tonight.
Just a little longer. Well, now whether it's a perfect will of God or not, we know that's
a different thing, but still with all, we want to pray God to bless Barbara and her husband, praise God. And you know, her husband was tortured in the Vietnam War. That's her second husband. Her first husband died. John Coy, she married as a second husband. His wife was personal friends with Catherine Kuhlman. And I know there's a lot of things been said about Catherine Kuhlman, but John Coy was tortured in the Vietnam War. And he couldn't stand straight. He went about, bent over, his arms were all broke. They tortured him, and he actually let on he was a chicken to make out he was insane so they wouldn't kill him. And he was a post boy for the army, and they thought he had information. And they almost killed him. And he acted a bit crazy, and they didn't kill him. And Catherine Kuhlman and his wife were in another room, and Catherine Kuhlman prayed for him, and he stood up straight immediately and was healed. And that man got saved when I was over in America. And he was practically a down and out. God saved him and transformed him and healed him.
Amen.
And he married Barbara Walton. They traveled, you know, all over the place, preaching and everything. God's real, you know. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians tonight. And I want to talk about prophets and teachers. And I'm not taking this because a certain man said we don't need them. And you all know who I'm talking about, but he was wrong that did say it. Nevertheless, by the word of God. How many believes we need these ministries? Absolutely. Praise God. Prophets and teachers, Ephesians 4, verse 9 to 13. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto perfect man. So how long will it last for? Until the true church is the perfect man. So they're still here. And there's nobody can argue we still need them.
Amen.
In light of that. Amen. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's just bow our heads again. Praise God. Father in heaven, we thank and praise you tonight that your word is good news. For the gospel is good news. Jesus saves. We thank you for the gospel tonight, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We know, Lord, that you so loved the world that you give your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We know you never sent your Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. Lord, we're glad we've received you. We're glad you've transformed us. We're born again. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus because of you. We love you tonight because you first loved us. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer this week. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for how you've touched lives and changed lives and transformed lives. We pray you'll continue to do it. And we say amen to all that our brothers prayed tonight. We thank you for wee Mrs. Poots, how you've extended her years. Give her help and strength. Continue to bless her and make her a living testimony in Jesus' precious name. Ask you for Barbara Walton tonight. Lord, she was faithful, Lord, to speak for you all over the world. Pray God you'll touch her. Pray God you'll strengthen her in her old age and give her help, Lord, and length of days in Jesus' precious name. Lord, tonight let the Holy Ghost come in your word. Let your Holy Ghost fall on us.
Amen.
Fall on us afresh. Spirit of the Lord, I pray.
Hallelujah.
And we take the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's name. And we thank you, you to undertake for us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise God. Sunday morning, our brother John will be preaching. On Sunday evening, Simon's going to be giving his testimony. He was ready for preaching Sunday night, I can tell you. He got a touch from the Lord, and he's going to give his testimony Sunday night. And then maybe the Sunday after that, I'm going to ask somebody else. We're going to get the testimonies going again. And we want God to have his way. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's good when there's young fellas wanting to speak out for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't that great news? Amen. Praise God. I think this is a wonderful portion of Scripture. Prophets and apostles. I tell you, we need, it doesn't say prophet,
no.
Prophets.
Yes.
More than one. Amen.
Amen.
How long for? Till the church comes into the perfection of the perfect man and the perfect stature to the fullness. Now there's no way no church can say we're in the fullness if the gifts are on the shelf. They're not in the fullness.
Amen.
Oh, but we have the word. If the gifts are out, you don't have the word.
Amen.
You can't.
Amen.
Because they're part of the word.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Glory.
And Paul said, forbid not to speak with tongues. Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, these gifts should be in the full body of Christ, operating, functioning, flowing. We need to be praying for them, moving in them, and encouraging others as well. They're in the church in Antioch, certain prophets and certain teachers in Antioch. Prophets and teachers. Now just briefly, you can take notes for it. Our brother doesn't have to look this up. But this is just a basic outline of the book of Acts. You can write it down if you want. In Acts chapter 1, you have the 12 apostles. In chapter 6, you have the 7 deacons. In chapter 8, you have the evangelists. In chapter 11 and chapter 13, you have the prophets. In chapter 11, verse 30, you have the elders. In chapter 13, verse 1, you have prophets and teachers. And in chapter 14, verse 14, you have apostles. You have all these gifts, elders, prophets, apostles, all these things were in the book of Acts. Now here's something. You don't read of Jesus calling any prophets while he was here. You say John the Baptist, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about after Jesus came. He called 12 apostles, but once Pentecost comes, you start to read the prophets. That's when you read the prophets. And I'm going to show you tonight that Jesus is the ultimate prophet.
Amen.
The chief prophet, if you like. Just like Paul calls him the chief apostle.
That's right. Amen.
He's the chief.
Yes.
There's no other chief. And every prophet has to point to him.
Amen.
And if he doesn't, he's false.
Amen.
And that's the truth. That's the word of God. All the fullness of the ministry, grace and spirit, and the fullness of God and bodily, Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. In chapter 2, verse 9 of Colossians. For in him that dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All these things are in Christ. He's the head of the church. Thank God. We'll answer to him. There's no specific man we've to answer to, but the Lord. We will answer to the Lord. All the fullness is to be manifested in the many-membered body of Christ on the earth. These ministries are simple. The expression of Christ flowing down in the members of the church's body. This is what these ministers are. They're the expression of Christ. They should not be the expression of some other man. If it's an expression of some other man, it's not God. It has to be the expression of Christ flowing through his body. When you see a gift, you should see Christ in it.
Amen.
You should say that man's a witness for people's getting saved. The Lord's with him.
Yes.
He's an apostle. He can start works. The Lord's with him. He's a prophet. He can foresee and foretell things. He's a word from the Lord to instruct God's people to bless them and edify them. I can see the Lord in it. The ministry of the prophet. It is essential to understand the particular difference between the function of the Old Testament and New Testament prophets. And that's the thing that many of the message churches confuse. I want to say that tonight. They don't know the difference. From an Old Testament prophet and a New Testament, and there is a difference. There's a difference. Because you have to understand, in the Old Testament, they were looking for the Messiah to come.
Yes.
In the New Testament, they weren't looking for him to come. He had come. They were now operating the ministry of Christ. They were looking forward to it. They were looking back to it. There's a difference. I might not fully have time to explain it all tonight, but I'll do my best just to, whatever way the Lord leads us, praise God. So the Old Testament and New Testament prophets were proper to understand that the ministry of the Christ in the church, we have to see Christ in the church. This is what it's all about. It's about Christ in the church. It's not about a certain prophet in the church. If people had just seen a certain prophet in the church, when they were the Lord, or a certain apostle, where is the Lord? They've missed something. Something's missed. Now, something's missed. It's wrong then. And God's word doesn't lead us away from Him. It brings us to Him. Amen. The office of the prophet is a sanctioned. It's an sanctioned gift ministry. You know what that means? When I say a sanctioned gift ministry, that means when Jesus went up, after He went up, He said He gave gifts unto men.
Amen.
It's an sanctioned gift ministry. And this New Testament prophet and apostles are sanctioned gift ministries. God sent these gifts into the church to continue the prophetic voice and the prophetic ministry in the church. It never ceases to go. Amen. Sent by the Lord Himself in the church. Nobody, you know, done it and said, well, I'll make him a prophet. They can't do it. It's God that does it. It's God that sets these ministries. Ephesians 4 and 11 tells us, and He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers. And then a man says, we don't need them. We've moved beyond them. You can't. If you've moved beyond them, the rapture's went. Because it says this will be here to the end.
Amen.
So it's false teaching. Mm-hmm. All the people can have ideas and theories, but how does it work with the Urim and Thummim? Our Urim and Thummim today is the Bible. Amen. In the Old Testament, they had a Urim and Thummim, and if a man claimed to be a prophet or a dreamer, the priest took it to Urim and Thummim, and if the lights flickered, it was true. If it didn't flicker, it was false. Mm-hmm. And a doctrine must correspond or anything to this Bible. And if it doesn't run through the Bible, it's false.
Amen.
It hasn't flickered through our Urim and Thummim. And you remember, this Word of God is perfect.
Amen.
There's no mistakes in God's Word. God's Word is perfect. God has sent in the church apostles firstly and secondly prophets. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28 and 29. And God has sent in the church first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles. So we can identify a ministry of a prophet, an apostle, and a teacher, and all the fivefold ministry. Then the Bible says He sent as well miracles. We're to have miracles. So just like we can say, well, he's a pastor, he's an evangelist, we should be fit to say, there's miracles. Mm-hmm. They should be as much as them men are.
Yes.
The whole thing's not balanced out, right? And I believe it's a lot down to what people's been taught. But it's there for us. And I believe if God's people seek God and read the Word of God, these things can be there. Because the Word of God says they're to be there.
Amen.
And if God's Word says that they're there, they're to be there. Look what it says. The gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all the workers of miracles. They're not, but you don't throw the ones out that are. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Tony, there's no record of that. Now, we know John, I'm not talking about John the Baptist was a prophet, but when Jesus called, He called the apostles. He didn't say I'm calling 12 prophets, He called 12 apostles. And the whole thing was built from that. Right through, and you read that, we'll see that a little later on about this. Now, He chose 12 apostles only, which became the foundation ministry of the church. These came at the close of the Old Testament period and the ushering in of the New Testament. So Jesus done it because we're ushering in. We're no longer under the Old Testament. We are not living under the Old Testament. We are living under the New Testament. We are living in the day of grace.
Amen.
We're not under the Old Testament.
Amen.
If we were, some of us would have to take some eyes out and chop hands at and all sorts of stuff. That's the Bible.
That's right.
But we're living in the day of grace. It's not right.
Yes.
We can eat anything we want today, even a mouth pain, if you pray over it. That's the truth. That's the Word of God. No, it doesn't mean we don't need the Old Testament. Certainly we do. But we're living in the day of grace. In the New Testament. And Jesus ushered in the New Testament. The dispensation changed into the New Testament.
Yes.
And I thank God it did. Praise God. The ministry of the prophet is to the whole body of Christ. The whole body. And it's given until the church comes into the perfect man. The whole body. So the ministry of the apostles, not just the local assembly. But you see, this is the problem. If there's pastors and assemblies, they're like blinkers like a horse. Now, if they're serious about this, there's people in the blinker and they see nothing only themselves. They're a wee pope in their own kingdom. Now, that's the truth. And there's nobody else allowed in there. But that's not the Bible. The Bible is where the prophet is to the whole body. The evangelist is to the whole body. The teacher's to the whole body. The pastor's obviously in the local assembly. But these other ministries are to the whole body.
Yes.
You know, the old years ago things used to function, you know, where churches would go and give the boxes and have a fortnight of meetings. Because they knew that's his ministry.
Yes.
And they'd go and get a teacher and have a fortnight of teaching meetings. They knew that's his ministry. But today you don't see much of that. But that's the Bible pattern. We can't follow the pattern of this organization or this. We're trying to follow the Bible pattern. And the prophet, if that prophet is a word from the Lord, it's a word to the whole body. He should be free to go to the whole body. Paul, you know, was a man sent to the whole body.
Yes, I will.
Just like the ministry of William Branham was to the whole body, because he's a prophet. People don't seem to think, well, we don't need it. Well, then why did God send it? Mm-hmm. Certainly they need it.
Yeah.
It's part of the Word of God. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 9 to 16. Let's read it again. Now he that hath ascended, what is it but that he also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, evangelists, teachers, pastors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about in every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and by the cunning craftiness whereby they lay wait to deceive. So when one thing set up to its supremacy above all the rest, you'll be deceived. I'm telling you. But God wants the whole ministry to the whole body.
Amen.
So that we are learned in the Word of God.
Amen.
So that we're not blown with the wind over here or wind over there.
Amen.
So that when somebody gets up, because they're in the know, and say, well, we know Ephesians says this, but we don't believe it. Well, then they're false.
Yes, amen.
Doesn't matter what credentials they have.
Amen.
They're false in God's book.
Yes.
They're false prophets.
Amen.
Because they're against the Word of God.
Yes.
Look at verse 15 says, it's good to watch this. Look, let's read verse 14 again. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive us. 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, compacted, by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working, and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen.
And you hear William Branham talking about we have to come into perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't come into perfect love if we deny part of the body. We cannot deny part of the body. This is why there's many sick and weakly amongst you, Paul says, because they don't rightly discern the Lord's body.
Yes.
And that's all about the spiritual body, the gifts, the ministries. And we have to know the ministries that are of God, and there's ministries that's not of God. We have to know them as well. Isn't it interesting, he says, a lying in wait to deceive.
Yes.
And there's people today lying in wait to deceive. There's preachers telling us it's all right to be homosexual, God loves everybody. And you can do what you want. And then people get down to where there's no rule of thumb at all, you can do anything. We're saved by grace, do what you want, well that's not the Bible either. Paul says, God forbid, that we would sin. You know, because we can doesn't mean we do it. It's like a man that's moral. He doesn't go and do the dirt in his wife. If he loves that woman, he'd keep his marriage vows. Amen. And we're, as a type to Christ, we have to trust to the Lord and keep holy to the Lord. The church is built upon the foundation laid here by the apostle and the prophet. These two ministries work together in Ephesians 2, verse 20 to 22. And are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now you'll notice through all our readings here in Scripture, what you'll notice this. And through these portions that I'm reading you tonight, it's always the Lord. It doesn't come to where it majors on one of the ministries. It majors on Christ.
Amen.
And these ministries are to bring you to Him, not for their ultimate defer, to point you to Him.
Yes.
To bring you into a deeper walk with Him, a closer walk with the Lord. That's what they're for. Praise God. Verse 21. And whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto the holy temple of the Lord. So that's clean living. And whom ye also are built together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. So God wants to dwell in his body. Then there's a secret here in these two verses. If you want the Holy Spirit to move in you and dwell in you, you need to be holy. We can't live like the devil through the week and expect God to bless us. Nobody saved a sinner, but we're no longer the unsaved. We are saved now. We have no right and wrong. We're living for the Lord. The Bible talks about sanctification. And hardly anybody, the old Methodists used to preach it hard. And I believe we need sanctification preaching as well. Because you see, when we get saved, we need to get sanctified and cleaned up. I know people, you know, there are some people get upset because you tell them to straighten up a bit. Oh, I'm saved in the grace of God, sure don't need to do it. Well, if you're saved, you'll want to do it.
Amen.
You have to straighten up to the Word.
Amen.
You can't live in sin.
Yes.
If you're serving the Lord, it's part of the Word of God.
Yes.
And if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you'll obey the Word of God.
Amen.
And some people, you hate to hear, well, I more or less did it because they wanted it. Well, then there's something wrong there. I don't do it, or Brother Gary doesn't do it because I tell him or he tells me. It's because the Word of God says it.
Amen.
And when we hear the word preached, we recognize it to be the word of God.
Yes.
And we say, amen, brother, it's the truth. And we line up to the word of God.
Amen.
We have to line ourselves up. We have to crucify the flesh. Line up to the word of God and be holy. And then in whom ye also are built together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. God wants to move in us. Live in us. That's where this habitation is. That God's living, moving, working through us by. How, brother? Through a fivefold ministry of gifts of healing and gifts of miracles. But you see, the so-called church today is not much different from the world. And then they wonder why they're not seeing the things, though, that they've seen in a day gone by. In a day gone by, there was holiness. There was a holiness. And there was a fear of things. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, years ago, and all of us are guilty, I'm not saying I'm not, but years ago, people would never went to the picture house, but with the picture house now in our living rooms. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth? And even, forget about the phones, or televisions, people say the television, the phone's worse than the television. There's anything on a phone, or one of these tablets, it's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's everything on it, but you can use it for the good. But I tell you, this Bible's good, isn't it? Amen! And I tell you, God wants us to behold Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 5. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, for you, Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God given to me, to you were, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I write the four words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ. Excuse me, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So people say nobody knew nothing to this day. Paul's telling you he did.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, there's something I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is telling us we already know the mystery of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is he saying it or not?
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely saying it. It's made known unto us now the mystery of Christ. And you study what he's talking about the message of salvation. He's not taking you off onto some big thing that you can't understand. He's chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to edify the body. All these ministries are to edify the body. Praise God. The mystery of the church was expressed, revealed to the holy apostles and prophets for the Spirit. God revealed to these men these mysteries. Amen. Luke 11, 49 tells us, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of them they shall slay and persecute. Jesus told them he's going to send them. And they made known the mystery. What did Paul preach? Paul preached, every one of us will know it. Every one of us could say it. For I would know nothing else amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what Paul preached. What did Philip preach? Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ. He didn't preach about some theory that you couldn't get your head around it. I tell you, he preached the power of God. For the gospel is the power. I tell you, it's so true. I remember preaching in a meeting in Sheffield, near Sheffield. And out there I preached one night, and a man brought his children, and the whole family was backslid. And I preached a simple gospel, and all got restored, and back to the Lord, and people could see it that night. And there's two fellows outside, and they overheard them talking, and said, that's the first time the power of God's been in this place in years. And the one fellow said to the other, but he just preached the simple gospel, and the fellow quoted that scripture, it's the power of God on the salvation. Amen. Why have we not got the power of God? If we preach the gospel, we will have the power of God. Amen. Do you ever go and hear a man preach and somebody will say, like he's not really a fantastic preacher, but people are getting saved and healed because he's preaching the gospel. It's not about a fantastic preacher. Amen. If a fantastic preacher could do it, people could learn and go and do it. The Bible says the disciples were unlearned and ignorant men, but they took knowledge of being with Jesus. Yes. It's about knowing the Lord.
Amen.
It's about walking with the Lord, being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. And God taking you and working through you. Don't need somebody else. I hear people say, I wish I lived in that meeting or that time. You're living at the right time, or else you'd have been born then.
Yes.
God makes no mistakes. We're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose. To give Christ to the world.
Amen.
That's it. That's what we're here for. We're to be Christ-like. Christ is the prophet. The Word made flesh. He's the ultimate prophet. Praise God. Here's a scripture people read and they take it out of context, but we're going to put it in it tonight. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. I will raise him up a prophet from among their brethren, likened unto me, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command, and that's Christ.
Yes,
that's not somebody else, that's the Lord.
Yes.
That's the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that word's talking about.
Yes.
And he was the Word made flesh. God manifested in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And then the Bible? And here he is spoken of in Deuteronomy. All the prophets are pointers to him. All the prophets are pointers to him and an expression of Christ to the body. The pointers to them, the expression of Christ, but they're not literally Christ. And when you make them literally Christ, that's false. They're the expression of Christ. They have a portion of the Lord. Yes, a portion of the Spirit, but Jesus didn't have a portion in the fullness. God never gave Jesus a Spirit by measure, but fullness. The fullness of the Godhead body was in that one man. There's no other man could say that. We can say, well, there's the ocean, and a spoonful of water out of that ocean has all the chemicals in one spoonful, which is in the ocean. That's true, but it's still not the ocean. And we are a part of the Lord. We are part of the body, but he's the head of the body. There's some difference.
Amen.
There's some difference, isn't there? That what's the head mean? That's headquarters. That's the brains of the whole thing. That's where the instructions come from. And we have to follow his instruction. But if the hand says, well, I'll tell you what, head, you're not decide for me, I decide the whole thing will be a mess. We have to be listening in the headquarters. And God expresses himself through these prophets and apostles to give us instructions and to tell us the word of God. The various expressions of the same ministry, even as is evident in the Old Testament prophets, so also in the New Testament ministries. The Old Testament prophets, for example, Old Testament prophets fall into two main categories, which helps in distinction. New Testament prophets' ministries, you know, from that of the Old, there's a difference. There's a clear difference. You know, William Branham himself said he was going to go like the Old Testament prophet, and God kind of knew him. And he was like them, but there's a difference. And he decided he was going to do that. How many knows I'm telling the truth the other night?
Yes.
And he says, I'll go there and I'll grow a long beard, and I'll live up them hills there, and I'll come down amongst these denominations, and I'll give them the word every year or 6 months or whatever they say. And God says to him, if you do that, you'll be a bum on the street and your wife will leave you. That's what God told him. It's a different dispensation. That's the truth. It's a totally different dispensation. We're living in the day of grace. Mm-hmm. And you know, William Branham, listen to all the stuff I'm saying here tonight. There's grace today that there wasn't in the Old Testament. You say, is it, brother? I believe there is, yes. You think when that prophet went into the restaurant and he saw that woman showing herself and he condemned her. He tells you he did. Mm-hmm. He condemned her. And to look at, she was there to be condemned. And he says, God spoke to him. And God showed him the vision of the blood of Jesus. Now how can people that say they believe his message preach there's no blood? When God showed that prophet the blood, yes, circled the whole earth.
Yes.
And he said it's like a bumper in the car that saves every one of us.
Yes.
And he showed him that that's what saved you, William Branham. Mm-hmm. You were a sinner, William Branham.
Yes.
But that blood protected you, or you'd have been gone.
Yes.
And he says that blood is round the earth, and I don't see that woman, I see the blood. And he took his hat off, and you know the whole story. And he got talking to her, and the Spirit of God came on her, and they knelt at the restaurant, and she was a backslider, and she came back to the Lord.
Yes.
Why? Because he showed her love.
Mm-hmm.
Not judgment, but love.
Amen.
And even God showed her love, not judgment.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you, that's under the New Testament. It's grace. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We could look at people and condemn them, but we have to remember where the hole, the pick hole, the dung heap,
yes,
the Bible calls it, that we all come from.
Yes.
We come from the dung pile. None of us were good, no, not one.
Amen.
Thank God for salvation tonight that he delivered us.
Amen.
He had mercy upon every one of us, and saved us, and delivered us. Praise God. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go on because I want time to prayer. It's almost half. And I won't go on. I don't want to go on too long. I don't know if it's made sense what I've said, but I hope you've got something. But I tell you, isn't it so true that Christ is the main prophet of the word? And all others point to him. What William Branham saying? Do not look at me. I am just your brother. I point you to Jesus Christ. Amen. Smith's Wigglesworth words stood in a service and he says, Jesus himself's here. It's not me, it's him, and he's going to do the healing. Amen. The people even said they saw the Lord in the meetings. And one woman, you know, people said, you know, there was a different spirit in William Branham's meetings and Wigglesworth's meetings. That's nonsense. There's only one Holy Spirit. It's the exact same Holy Ghost. And they talk like that, but there was a woman that Brother Freeborn's the interview with, and Brother Holler.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the two meetings.
Yes.
And she's there with the sight, seeing presence.
Mm-hmm.
When Wigglesworth said Jesus is here, and William Branham said he's here, she said it was the same presence. And it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one Spirit.
Amen.
And that's the Spirit we want in our meetings, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We want the Holy Spirit to come and fall upon us in mighty power. And how we need God to visit us with miracles and gifts of healing. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the clarity of your word. Your word is a lamp on our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, we know that you said, search the scriptures. You have told us to go to the word of God.
Yes.
This is your Urim and Thummim for us today. We thank you for it, Lord. The Plummet Land. This is a book that for many years Rome tried to do away with. Many men over the ages was burnt for this book. Torn asunder. Threw in dungeons. Bodies rotted away. So that we could have the Word of God today. Lord, you even sent your Spirit down into a man called Martin Luther. Yes. An overseen monk in the deepest, darkest pit ever a man could be in. Blinded by popery and Romanism. And you, with the strength of one verse, delivered him, set him free, and he wrote the Word of God out boldly. And he nailed the 95 theses to Lord Wittenberg. And he said that his desire, Lord, it had to be your desire, that the very every schoolgirl and plowman could read and have the Word of God freely for themselves.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, you've done it. We thank you, Lord, it happened. We thank you, Lord, that it's never failed, that you've never failed. You're with your true church. There's a true fivefold ministry. There's true gifts. There's a true spirit. There's a true salvation. There's true healing. There's a true baptism of the Spirit. And you are real tonight, Lord. And we know you're alive and well. And we thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Lord, every one of us was guilty. Every one of us was lost. But when we called upon your name, you answered us according to your word and saved us and delivered us. Father, this evening we're asking you again, we're coming boldly, for we have access tonight by the throne of grace, because the veil's rent and the blood's been shed and the way is clear and the way is pure because of the blood of Jesus. The angels are standing back and the swords are down, and we can enter in freely tonight and partake of the tree of life. Father, we will ask this evening for a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of Almighty God amongst us, in our meetings, upon your children, upon your handmaidens, and upon your servants. Pour out of thy Spirit, I pray. Send the mighty deluge of the baptism of the Holy Ghost onto your real church, Lord. Visit us from heaven. Move us again, Lord. Shake us. Shine upon us, and we shall be saved again. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the Spirit of God that is so real. We ask you, Lord, for another filling. We ask you, Lord, for those that's never been filled, that you'll fill them and baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Send the fire of God amongst your people. Send the fire of God in their meetings. Burn the wound, the head, the stubble. Leave the finest of the wheat, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, this evening we ask tonight to bless everyone in this room.
Yes.
Every man, every woman. We pray for the children at home, every boy, every girl, that you bless them. We pray they read and quote your word, Lord, that you'll do something upon them and save them and fill them young.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name. Move on all of our children. Save them, every one of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Yes.
Father, visit our meetings. Pray, God, you'll manifest healings amongst us. Signs, wonders, and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Oh Lord, we need you tonight, but we know you're just a prayer away. We know your ear's not heavy, your arm is not shortened, but you are able to heal, to save, and deliver. Father, we just pray you'll bless now, that you'll help us pray prayers of faith. Help us to pray in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And if someone was listening into this message tonight, may you touch them and may you bless them and may you do them good. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let us just continue to seek the Lord.